Aşağıdan lay. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالًا كثيرًا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما ثم أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. We begin by praising Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala with praises and exaltations that indeed only He is worthy of. We begin by sending His salawat and His salamat, His blessings and His peace upon the last and final messenger, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam wa ba'd. Know, my dear brothers in Islam, my dear sisters in Islam, that indeed the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam, he said, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ طَالَ عُمْرُهُ وَحَسُنَ عَمَلُهُ. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ طَالَ عُمْرُهُ وَحَسُنَ عَمَلُهُ. He said that indeed the best of you are those whom have a long life and whom fill that long life with righteous good deeds. That is the best of you. مَنْ طَالَ عُمْرُهُ وَحَسُنَ عَمَلُهُ. The noble scholar, the Allamatu Shaykh Salih Al-Fawzan, Allahu يَحْفَظُهُ, he says, إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمْ إِنَّمَا يَفْرَحُ بِطُولِ الْعُمْرِ. The Muslim, he rejoices and is joyous at having a long life. Every morning that a Muslim wakes up, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given him another morning and has given him more breaths to breathe. This is a time of joy and a happiness for the believer. من أجل أن يصادف هذه المواسم العظيمة. So as to benefit and spend these great moments that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has legislated. التي جعلها الله مواسم للخير. That Allah has made seasons of good. That Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has legislated upon us, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, in every night and in every day, and in every week and in every month and in every year and in our lifetimes, particular times, in which the reward of certain actions is increased, in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala increases His blessings upon His servants. Allah has scattered these times in our lives. Allah has scattered these times in our lives, not only every year, but those times that come every year, and those times that come once a year, or those times that come monthly, or those times that come in a week, or those times that come during a day and during a night, during the passing of a single day and a single night. Allahu Jalla Jalaluhu has placed mawasim lil khair, seasons and particular times, and we are to benefit from those times. التي جعلها الله مواسم للخير تمر بعباده يوميا وأسبوعيا وسنويا. These seasons and times of good that pass us by every day and night and every week and every year. وَذَلِكَ فِي الصَّلَوَاتِ الْخَمْسِ. These particular times, they lie in the five daily prayers. التي تتكرر على المسلم في كل يوم وليلة. These particular times that pass by us five times a day, every day and every night, Allah in our lives has given us these. وفي صلاة الجمعة التي تتكرر على المسلم في كل أسبوع. And Salatul Jumu'ah, which passes us by every single week. وفي شهر رمضان وحج بيت الله الحرام الذين يتكرران على المسلم كل عام. And then the month of Ramadan, and then أيام الحج, that come upon us every single year. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الصلوات الخمس والجمعة إلى الجمعة ورمضان إلى رمضان كفارة لما بينهن إذا اجتنبت الكبائر. Indeed, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said that indeed the five daily salawat, and Jumu'ah to Jumu'ah, and Ramadan to Ramadan, is a kafara, is a means of attaining forgiveness for those sins that occur between these times. لِمَنِ اجْتُنِبَتِ الْكَبَائِرِ, for the one who refrained from the major sins. Look at the hikmah of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Look, my dear brothers in Islam, at the hikmah of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. بِأَنَّهُ أَخْبَرَنَا جَلَّ جَلَالُهُ بِأَنَّهُ خَلَقَ الْإِنْسَ وَالْجِنَّ لِلْعِبَادَةِ. That Allah, He first informs us, أَنَّهُ خَلَقَنَا لِعِبَادَتِهِ, that He created us for His worship. But then Allah جَلَّ جَلَالُهُ created us in categories. And Allah created us with different capabilities. And Allah created us with different strengths and different weaknesses. And Allah created us as man and woman. And Allah created us as rich and poor. And Allah created us as strong and weak. And Allah created us as needy and sufficient. So Allah did not legislate acts of worship to be a single type. So Allah did not legislate that ibadah is mahdood in the salawat, or that ibadah is mahdood, is limited to zakah, or that ibadah is limited to the salah, or that ibadah is limited to hajj, or that ibadah is limited to umrah. But rather Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made ibadah something which is expensive. In which smiling at someone is an act of worship. In which the shaking of someone's hand is an act of ibadah. In which going to work and caring for our families are all acts of worship. Think of the greatness of the Sharia of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and the mercy of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and how Allah legislated for us to live our lives. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, وَالْحَجُّ الْمَبْرُورُ لَيْسَ لَهُ جَزَاءٌ إِلَّا الْجَنَّةِ. And the accepted Hajj does not have a compensation, does not have a reward except for Al-Jannah. These particular times are of great importance. They pass by the Muslim, they come upon the Muslim, مِنْ أَجْلِ أَنْ يَسْتَغِلَّهَا فِي مَا يَنْفَعُهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. They come about in our lives so that we may benefit from them. That we may benefit from them by that which is beloved to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَمَا يَكُونُ بَيْنَهَا مِنَ الْأَوْقَاتِ فَإِنَّهُ يَكُونُ زِيَادَةَ خَيْرٍ لِلْمُسْلِمِ. And that which occurs between them, those actions that you do in between these particular times, then in that is for a person to increase even greater in the amount of good that Allah has given him. So yes, you have a salawatul khams, you have the five daily prayers, you have fajr, and then you have dhuhr, but in between that, you may offer salatul duha. Then you have Asr, and then you have Maghrib, and then you have Isha. And in between them, you can increase upon your good. For every time you make wudu, you can pray two raka'at. And every time you hear the adhan, you can pray two raka'at. And every time you enter the masjid, you can pray two raka'at. And you can cut your sleep at a particular time to increase in tahajjud and qiyamul layl. And yes, Allah has obligated Jumu'ah from every week to every week. And yes, Allah has obligated the fasting of Ramadan. And Allah has obligated the making of Hajj. But then a person may increase upon their Hajj by making Umrah. And a person may increase upon their Ramadan by fasting Ayyamul Bayd or Yawmul Khamis or Yawmul Ithnain. In this manner has Allah legislated for us to increase the weight upon our scales of good on Yawm al-Qiyamah. For the one who would think and ponder and give importance to it. How much attention do we pay every day, my dear brothers in Islam and my respected sisters in Islam, to saving ourselves from any harm inflicting us in this dunya? How many times we come to a stop sign and we look both ways to ensure that we are safe? How many times do we read the informational panels on our food to see what are we eating? So as not to harm ourselves in this dunya. But is this the same mentality we use to save ourselves from the harm in the hereafter? How many times do we look at how we benefit in this dunya? And how to attain benefit in this dunya. How easy it is to now pull out a phone and check the balance in your bank account. And see how it's gone up. Or has it gone down. How diligent we are in writing down everything. So as to attain the benefit of this dunya if we only had that pertinence. And we only gave that importance to gaining the benefit of the hereafter. Only if we gave that importance to gaining the benefit of the hereafter. Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions that they are from the most lofty of thoughts and from the best of thoughts revolve around four affairs. First of them, the benefit of the hereafter. The second of them, how to attain the benefit of the hereafter. The third of them, the harms and punishments of the hereafter. And the fourth of them, how to save yourself from the harms and punishments of the hereafter. If we were to busy ourselves with these thoughts, we would find that they do not, as Al-Imam Abdurrahman bin Nasir al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala in Bahjat Qulub al-Abrar, he mentions, we will find that they still will not prevent us from gaining benefit in this dunya. They will not prevent us from gaining benefit in this dunya. So for this reason has Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala obligated and created these specific times. For indeed, the ibadah of a Muslim is not limited to Ramadan. And it is not limited to Fajr or Dhuhr or Asr or Maghrib or Isha or Hajj. But rather our lives in their totality are a moment of worship. The Shaykh, he said, الْأَيَّامُ وَالشُّهُورُ وَالسَّنِينُ كُلُّهَا خَيْرٌ لِلْمُسْلِمِ إِذَا إِسْتَغَلَّهَا فِي طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ. The days, the nights, the weeks, the months, the years, the decades, all of that is a benefit to the believer if he spends it in obedience to Allah. قال الله تعالى لنبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم وَعَبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيكَ الْيَقِينَ. And worship your Lord until surety comes to you. فَلَيْسَ فِي حَيَاةِ الْمُسْلِمِ فَرَاغٌ إِذَا وَفَّقَهُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى لِإِغْتِنَامِهَا. There's no firagh. Allahu Akbar. There's no free time in the life of a Muslim. Think about this, Ya Ikhwan. How many times in the West do we cry, I have no free time. I don't get to relax. What do you want to relax for? What do you want to relax for in this life? Allah created you for His worship. And His worship is legislated in a manner that does not cause you harm. It does not cause your well-being harm, but rather it only increases your well-being in this life. It only increases the blessings upon you in this life. So there's no firagh, there's no free time in the life of a Muslim. But rather he fills that time with what will benefit him in the hereafter or what will benefit him in the dunya. Allahu Jalla Jalaluhu, he says, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيكَ الْيَقِينَ. And worship your Lord until that sure affair comes to you, until surety comes to you, yani death. فَمَنْ طَالَ عُمُرُهُ وَحَسُنَ عَمَلُهُ فَهَذَا هُوَ السَّعِيدُ. So the one who has a long life and his actions are righteous and pious, then indeed that is the one who is a sa'id. That is the joyous, the happy, the successful one. وَأَمَّا مَنْ طَالَ عُمُرُهُ وَسَاءَ عَمَلُهُ فَهَذَا هُوَ الشَّقِيٌ. As for the one who has a long life, filled with despicable, ugly acts of disobedience to Allah, then this is the one who is shaqiyun, who is despicable, miserable. Miserable. By Allah, this is witnessed, Ya Ikhwan. Wallahi, this is witnessed. How many times do you see those that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed with wealth? Has blessed with wealth. And that is what they run after in this dunya. They run after wealth and they run after wealth and they run after and they teach their children to run after wealth and run after the dunya. And Allah opens up the doors of the dunya to them. And Allah opens the doors of the dunya to them. But you find that their hearts are shattered. And there's no relaxation in their hearts. And that at night they have trouble even breathing at times. Or sleeping at times. But the one that Allah blesses with ibadah. And the one that Allah blesses with sufficing themselves with a little. That they can sleep. That they can sleep at night the best of sleep even if their pillow is a rock. How many times is this witnessed, Ya Ikhwan? And how many times is this attained? But it is only attained by those to whom Allah gives tawfiq, to whom Allah gives success. That is a martaba that is attained only by the blessing of Allah. So it is upon us to beg Allahu Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and seek it from Allahu Jalla Jalaluhu to give us that type of iman, and not to limit our acts of worship to particular affairs. For indeed, al-ibadah, it enters into the minutest of affairs. As indeed the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, al-imanu bid'un wa sab'una shu'ba, a'laha qawlu la ilaha illallah, wa adnaha imatatul adha anit tariq. He said, iman is 70 some odd branches. The highest branch of it is just the statement La ilaha illallah. And the lowest of it is just removing something of harm from the path. Ibadah is not limited to your 5 daily salawat. And it is not limited to Jumu'ah. It is not limited to Ramadan. It is not limited to the Hajj. Or limited to Zakah. But rather, Ibadah enters into every minute of your existence. Every lifting of your hand and every step that your feet take can be an act of worship, if your intentions are righteous and pure. Allahu Akbar. A person gets up in the morning and he goes to work so as to increase his bank account. And spends an amount of time and wears some clothing and goes and does the same job. And then you have someone who wakes up and wears the same clothing and spends the same time and goes to the same job and earns the same money, but with the intention of, I seek to provide for my family. And I seek to suffice myself from the dunya so that I can be thankful to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That simple intention in the heart creates a distance of the east and the west between those two actions. Whilst they wear the same clothes, work at the same place, and earn the same amount of money. That is the greatness of the deen of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, إنما الأعمال بالنيات وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى. Indeed, all actions are by intentions, and every man shall have that which they have intended. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us tawfiq in benefiting from what time He has given us. May Allah Jalla Jalaluhu give us tawfiq not to waste not an hour, not a minute, not a second of our time, except that it is pleasing to our Lord. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man taba'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin wa ba'd. Indeed, the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wassalam, he said, khayrukum man tala umuruhu wa hasuna amaluhu. The best of you are those whom have a long life and righteous good deeds. Al-Muslimu innama yafrahu bitulil umur. Indeed, the Muslim, he becomes happy by a long life. He becomes happy by a long life. من أجل أن يزداد من طاعة الله سبحانه. So as to increase his own time in obedience to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Indeed, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, indeed, ذكر النبي sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to spend our time in obedience to Allah. نكتفي بهذا القدر. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وأقم الصلاة. استوى عد